Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are privileged to know the name of the Most High God. We are privileged because everybody don't know his name, but we are privileged to be able to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we are even more privileged that he know our name. He even know our fingerprints. He even know our address. Oh, yeah, he lives within us. He is moving on our behalf. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. He is not human. He always tells the truth. So we thank you, Father, for being here this morning on Bible Storyland with us. Oh, God, we need a mighty touch from you this morning. We need your high right hand, your holy arm, your merciful hand upon us daily. Have your way this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland. Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. We are grateful to Father God that we are in the number one more time. What a great Father he is. And what a friend we have in Jesus. He bore all of our sins upon the cross. He is the blessed assurance that we need. What a good, good Father he is. His grace and mercy is amazing. The sound of his voice is sweet to our ears. We welcome you again on Bible Storyland. We are grateful you joined us, and we are so grateful to the Most High God who never leaves us, never forsake us. So we come to worship and praise the Most High God this morning. We are thankful that today on Bible Storyland is Senior Citizens Day, and we are grateful to the Most High God. He is in heaven and on earth. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. We are privileged. We are privileged to be able to call upon the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Father of all. Hallelujah. He never lies. He's always with us. He's truthful. He never, never leaves us. Even when we're not aware of his presence, he's right there with us. He's right there. When you feel all alone, when you feel discouraged, yes, when you feel nobody cares about you, he's there.
That's right.
When you're very young, when you're very old, when your hair is turning gray, you can't hardly bend your knees, he's there. You know how you bend your knees and they start to hurt, and you pray and you pray and you say, Lord, my knees hurt. I've been bending them so many years. But we thank God that he gave us the knees then. Today on Bible Storyland, we honor the hoary-headed God today. We honor the gray-headed. You know, those people been on the planet for a long time. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 46:4 says, Father God promised us even in our old age and gray hair. I am he. I am he will sustain you. I made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. We serve the Almighty God who is in our lives today. He never left us. He's never forsaken us. He knows your name. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He knows your name. He knows your situation. He already ordered
Jesus.
Yes. So I thank the Lord this morning for everything he's doing for us this morning on Bible Storyland. You know he's great and greatly to be praised. But we are calling on him this morning as we worship and bow down and praise God. We are grateful for his presence. We are grateful that we know he's present with us. We are grateful that he's in every city, in every state in America. He's all over the world. He's omnipresent at the same time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in Asia. He's in Africa. He's in South America, North America, Australia, Antarctica, Europe. He's everywhere. There's no place. wherever you go, he's there. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I'll be there too. He's everywhere. I don't care where you go to the far corners of the world. Even if you go in your living room, your kitchen, he's right there. He won't ever be, never fake. So this morning, we come to praise the Most High God. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing okay. I got Ava and Janelle on the phone with me today.
Good morning.
Amen. Is she two yet? Yeah, is she two? Or, how old is baby Ava?
She's 10 months.
Oh, my God. Yet. I'm growing her up too quick. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you moving. Yeah.
Hey, baby Ava.
Yep.
What are you gonna sing?
Janae, and I are gonna sing. We come this far by faith.
Okay. Good morning, Janae. Good to have you, girl. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
We
have Aunt Elizabeth on the line listening in too. Hey, Aunt Elizabeth, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Good morning, Aunt Elizabeth. You in Ohio,
good
Aunt Elizabeth?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. And Elizabeth, you turned, how old are you today?
I'm 96.
Oh, my God, I'm catching up with you. We're so grateful you joined us this morning. All right, Jackie, what do y'all got to sing this morning? Would you tell me what?
We come this far by faith, me and Janae. And Aunt Elizabeth can sing something if she likes.
All right, Aunt Elizabeth, you got to sing?
So I'm kind of horse. I'm kind of horse, Jackie.
Oh, okay,
all
me and Janae singing.
So yeah, I listen to y'all singing.
Okay.
We come
this
far by faith, leaning on the Lord,
and we are trusting
in His holy word.
And He's never failed me.
He's never failed me yet.
That's why I'm singing, whoa, oh,
kiss on the mouth.
We come this far by faith. Don't you know that we've come this far by faith? And we're leaning. And we are
trusting
in His
holy word.
And He's never failed me.
He's never failed me yet.
That's why I'm singing, whoa, whoa,
whoa.
We come this far by faith, and I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Till I die, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die, till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. Till I die.
I'm walking and talking with my mind. On Jesus, oh, walking and talking with my mind. Dead on Jesus, I'm walking and talking with my mind. Dead on Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, I love that too. Oh my God, y'all singing my favorites today. Come by this far by faith, and I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Woo, hallelujah. What a great day it is to be children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Love you, Pastor Donna.
Thank you. We love you too.
All right, have a good trip back. All right. We have my son on here this morning, Prophet Dalton. Good morning, Prophet Dalton. Good morning. All right. Well, we're moving right along. You know what? I tell you what, I love Senior Citizens Day, Family Day, and Children's Day. And today we are privileged to have a mighty woman of God on with us, Mother Connie Baker from Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, my God, you're talking about a woman on the battlefield for God. So we thank God this morning. Good morning, Mother Baker. How are you?
Good morning, Sister T. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
All right, you going to sing this morning? What you going to sing?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I wanted to tell you how much I was enjoying the songs that I've already heard from the saved people, because, you know, when saved people sing, you can feel it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. You can just feel it. And, I mean, I've never heard from these ladies. I know these ladies that you have singing, but you know what? One day, we are going to meet, and I just know that, and I
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
I have a song, the words, and I like the. I think I told Sophia I like the words in songs, and I have one this morning that the Lord gave me, and I'm gonna sing it, and I'm gonna get out of the way because I want to listen to the whole program. We call it a program, but I'm calling it a service.
Amen.
This morning, and the song is, I have a father who can. That's the name of the song, in Jesus' name. And it says, excuse me, I cannot make a world and hold it in my hand. I cannot take a piece of clay and mold it into man. But I have a father. I have a father who can. I cannot take a cloud and ascend into the sky. I cannot love humanity so much that I would die. I cannot, hallelujah, count the stars above, nor count the grains of sand. But I have a father, I have a father who can. He sits high and he looks low. He guides my feet wherever I go. When I don't understand, I have a father who can. I cannot take a cloud and ascend into the skies. I cannot love humanity so much that I would die. I cannot count the stars above, nor count the grains of sand. But I have a Father, I have a Father, I know He can. He sits high, and He looks low. He guides my feet wherever I go. When I don't understand, I have a Father who can. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Woo! Nothing is impossible for our God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a Father who can. Nothing is impossible to our God. Whatever
Amen.
You need, He is that for you. We have a
Amen.
Father who can. Yes.
Yes, sir.
When you
yes,
don't
sir.
Know what to do, consult the great mighty I am. Consult the Father. He can do it.
All we have to do is lay it in His hand. Put it in His hand. He'll handle it. He'll handle it. Thank
yes,
you,
He
Jesus.
Will. Thank you,
Jesus.
Mother Baker.
You,
wow. God.
So
oh, my God. It's awesome. We have come
Hallelujah.
This far by faith. We can't make it
yes.
without God. Without
no,
faith
can.
Is to please Him. So we got to have the faith that He can. Mm-hmm. We have a
oh,
Father
yes,
who
can.
Can. And you
yes,
know what?
Sir.
We are blessed because He woke us up this morning
yes, you
with
did.
Our mind on Him. We didn't do it.
Yes,
He did
you
it.
Did.
So we are so grateful. You know, we are moving right along this morning. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
What are you going to sing this morning, Mother Fanny?
Walk with me, Lord.
Amen. That's what we need.
Amen.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, walk with me, Lord, walk with me. While some on this perilous journey, I want Jesus, walk with me, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, walk with me, Lord, walk with me, while the wonders fill the journey. I want Jesus, I want Jesus to walk with me. Walk with my mother, walk with me. Walk with my mother, walk with me. Where the wonders fill the journey. Oh, Lord, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. To walk with me, to walk with my Father, walk with me, to walk with my Father, walk with me, while the mountains fill the journey. I want Jesus, I want Jesus. To walk with me, hold my hand, Lord, please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, please hold my hand. While the wonders tell the journey, walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me, walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Wise among this pilgrim journey, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. Come on, walk with me. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're requesting that the Father walk with us. We can't make it without him walking with us. And I tell you what, we appreciate it when he talked with us too. Hallelujah. We want Jesus to walk with us. If Jesus ain't walking with us, we don't want to say who's walking with us, but we got to have Jesus to walk with us. The enemy be walking with us when Jesus ain't walking with us. So we thank God this morning for God walking with us. We want the Lord to walk with us morning, noon. Every time we wake up, we want our mind to be stayed on him. You know, we got to come this far by faith. And we do have a Father who can. Nothing impossible to him. So we are grateful this morning. Woo!
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. We are blessed to be children of the Most High God. We are blessed to know his name, but even more blessed that he knows our name. What a great Father he is. Well, we're going to call on Prophetess Ernestine Lawson this morning to pray for the senior citizens. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Sister G. I am doing fine. I had a major cold, and so my voice is so a little raspy, but I will gladly pray for the seniors today.
Amen. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank and we praise you for this day. We thank you for your manifold blessings on today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, as I even heard last night, oh God, of a woman who's 114.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father God, we thank and we praise you for long life. Long life should be their portion, oh God. We just thank and we praise you, Lord God, that, Lord God, that the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord that is on Abraham and Lord God and Moses, oh God. Oh God, the power to climb mountains, oh God. The power to declare, Lord God. The power to cover the family, oh God. We just declare strength to their bodies, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to refresh them, Lord God. Oh God, create a new activity in their limbs, oh God. Reverse, Lord God, aging, oh God. Renew their strength like an eagle, God. That they, Lord God, may go forth, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Let them sing praises. Let them sing songs. Let them, Lord God, oh God, manifest, Lord God, with the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that they may fulfill the call of God on their life. Then, Father, we lift them up, Lord God, and we give you the glory and honor, oh God, for restoring their health, oh God. Restore their health, oh God. Oh God, we speak to their bodies, oh God. We speak to the heart, the lungs, all the major organs, and we should line up with the Creator because God created them to be well. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, not even for strengthening their body, Father, for those that have been bereaving, those, Lord God, has lost children, and, oh, Lord God, and those, Lord God, they're going through, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for peace, Lord God, within the spirit of God. Lord God, put a rejoicing on them, Lord God, that they may rejoice, Lord God, with them that rejoice, oh God. Well, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that even in the lonely times, even in the quiet times, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that you, Lord, as you said, you never leave them, forsake them, Lord God, that they will know that you're right there, Lord God. We thank you for the one of the Holy Spirit who's the comforter, Lord God. And let the Holy Spirit comfort them in their grieving time and their mourning time. And even when they think, Lord God, of their loved ones that they have lost, oh God, that they, Lord God, will glorify you, that they'll sing a new song, that, Lord God, they'll sing a song of rejoicing, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for that, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, whether on a fixed income, but God, we ask you, Lord, to bless them, not just financially, Lord God, but bless their house, oh God. Let their children, grandchildren, whatever they stand in need of, God, be met, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you said in Isaiah that you told, especially the women, that you'll be their husband, oh God. And we thank you for providing and meeting them at the point of their need. Then, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, Not only have you strengthened their mortal body, not only as you pour on them the spirit of wisdom and revelation, but God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for healing their bodies. We thank you for restoring their soul. We thank you, Lord God, for, like I said, meeting them at the point of their need, oh God. We thank you for renewing their strength. And God, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise, oh God, that these seniors, oh God, will live their life full of virtue, full of anointing, full of power, that they show them go forth, Lord God, and do the will of the Lord. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We got a little bit of feedback on here. I don't know if someone's talking to someone else, but we can hear it in the background. So if you could put your phone on mute, we appreciate it. Thank you for that awesome prayer, Prophetess Lawson. We really, really, really appreciate it. It was awesome and powerful for the senior citizens. We are grateful to Father God for, you know, everything that he's done on Bible Storyland this morning. He's done some awesome things. And we are grateful to him. So thanks again for everyone who sang, everyone who brought, who prayed, who's praying in the background. Oh, my God, we thank God for each one of you. You know God loves you so much. Even when you feel all alone, he's there for you. He has never forgotten you. He has never forgotten you. Even things he promised you a long time ago, you think he's forgotten. No, no. He never forgets. He has a memory. You know how they say memory like an elephant? Oh, my God. God has a memory far greater than that. He never, never forgets promises that he makes to his children. You know, Abraham and Sarah had to wait a long time for the promise. They even tried to help him with the promise. But guess what? The promise did come. And they were old and gray. They thought it was forgotten, but it, God don't ever forget. So, you know, you waiting on the promises, they shall come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know what? The word of God is awesome. John 6:63 says, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak to you that are spirit, and they are spirit and they are life. So we love the word of God, as well as the songs and praises. We're blessed this morning. We have Pastor Shana Wise on with us this morning. Pastor Shana Wise is an ordained pastor and CEO of Wise Choice Ministries Incorporated. She's the founder of Christian Women Preachers United. Shana is the author of Women's Devotional Acts of Intercession, which focuses on 33 women of the Bible. She is also the author of The Impact of Your Election. Shana is also the co-host of The Shana and Valerie Show that previously aired on the Now Network and is constantly and is currently playing on YouTube. Her passion is to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, equip others to apply the word to their lives, and the demonstrate the word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Shana is married to Ron Wise and is the mother of four beautiful children, Amani, Justin, Chris, and Devon. So we thank God for her being on this morning to bring forth the word of God. Good morning, Pastor Shana Wise. How are you this morning?
Good. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I am blessed. I have been blessed by the songs, by the prayer, by everything that has taken forth on this morning. And thank you, Sister G, for having me to come on and share at this time. I am honored.
Amen. We're honored to have you. Let God have his way.
Amen. Amen, everybody. So when Sister G asked me to do this teaching, and she asked me, she said, well, what days would you like to do? And I said, well, Let me do Seniors Day. I honor the seniors and praise God for them. So I am just blessed to be on here. There is a word. I asked the Lord what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to talk about? And the name that was given to me was Sarah. And I said, okay, all right. And so I went to the passage. And in Genesis chapter 18, I'm just going to read a little bit. And I'm going to read from the New Living Translation Bible. But in Genesis chapter 18, we find, I'm going to just set up the story and then I'm going to read the verse. We find some angels of the Lord visiting the tent of Abraham and Sarah. They were on their way to go and destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, but to give the warning first, and then they were going to execute the judgment. But before they went, they stopped by Abraham's tent, and they had a conversation with Abraham outside the tent. And, you know, Abraham came and, you know, he said, oh, we got some guests. Let's get everything together. We're going to, you know, cook them a meal, wash their feet, you know, make them feel at home. And so while he was doing that, they said, well, let me have a conversation with you, Abraham. And then it says in verse 10, then one of them said, about this time next year, I will return and your wife Sarah will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening to the conversation from the tent nearby. And since Abraham and Sarah were both very old, and Sarah was long past the age of having children, she laughed silently to herself. How could this worn-out woman like me have a baby? She thought. And when my master, my husband, is also so old. And then I'm going to read a little bit further. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, can an old woman like me have a baby? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? From about a year from now, just as I told you, I will return and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so she denied that she had laughed. But he said, that's not true. You did laugh.
Hey, I'm
sorry. Hold on. I'm trying to find that where that noise is. We're going to put it off mute. Hold on. I apologize. All right. Go ahead. Hello? Esther Shane, are you there?
This
okay.
is Senior's Day, but this message is applicable to all, no matter what age. But we're going to zoom in. Can he still make you laugh in your old age? Now, I want to explain something. At this point in the text, Sarah's name had been changed. In chapter 17, God had changed both names of Abram to Abraham and Sarai to Sarah. And even the name Sarah, it means you're going to bring forth some children. So remember that at this point of the text in chapter 18, Sarah's name had already been called to Sarah, but she wasn't catching up with the name change. But God wanted to make her laugh. and God is still in the business of making us laugh and making us laugh. There's some things that God still wants to blow our mind with. He wants to do some things in our life, even in our old age. Now, there are different types of laughter, from funny to sarcastic to some people laugh out of fear. Some people laugh to stop from crying. Y'all ever had that experience where you just had to laugh to stop from crying? Life will put you through these various situations where you will laugh, but it's the spirit behind the laugh that God is looking at. At this point of the text, Sarah was laughing silently in disbelief. In disbelief at the word that had been spoken to her. She was laughing like, yeah, right, God, you're going to bring a baby forth through me? You know, I am old. My childbearing days are over with. She was looking at her situation. She was looking at her circumstance. She was looking at her own self and her own power. And she laughed out of disbelief. And that's why God questioned her and said, why are you laughing? Because he heard the spirit behind the laugh. And the spirit was doubt. It was fear. It was, you know, just disbelief. And God was like, look, I'm going to make this thing come to pass because I spoke it. And we know by faith anything that God speaks, so shall it be. God puts his word above his name. So whatever God says, so shall it be. And what's interesting about this is that, again, before he visited her through these angels, through these men, hallelujah, he had already had a conversation with Abraham in the chapter before. And he had promised Abraham some things. He changed Abram's name to Abraham. He said, because I'm going to make you the father of many. He took him outside. He showed him all the stars. And he said, as many as these stars that you see, that's how your descendants is going to be. And because he was blessing Abraham, he automatically had to bless Sarah. Why? Because that was his wife. So she was experiencing an overflow of the blessing. She was experiencing the overflow of what God had promised Abraham. And this is what I love about this passage of scripture, hallelujah, is that God will bless us despite us, hallelujah. God will bless us despite whether we believe it or not, because what he says is so. So yeah. Even if she didn't believe it at the time, even if she couldn't perceive it, even though she was just so focused on her and her circumstance and her old age, God was still going to bring this thing to pass in her life. Hallelujah. And guess what, y'all? He did, right? Because she birthed a son, and his name was Isaac. God Amen. Did exactly, and he did it exactly when he said, he was going to do it. He said, this time next year, you're going to have a son. And guess what? She brought forth a son. And guess what? The message on today is this, because remember the title was the lesson, is can God still make you laugh? And here's another question. When was the last time God made you laugh? Hallelujah. God can still birth things through us in our old age. Amen. So some of us, a lot of us, we're past those childbearing age, and we're not going to maybe physically birth a child unless God say so, and he can make it happen now. But yeah. What is he still trying to birth spiritually through you? What spiritual children does he have connected to you? Because a lot of us think that, oh, well, I'm only a mother if I can carry a child 9 months. But we who are mature in Christ and spiritual know that God has assigned spiritual children to us, children that we have not birthed physically, but God has placed them in our lives to be their spiritual mother. For some of us on the line, God has a ministry in you that he still wants to birth. Hallelujah, that he has for you. And some of you might think, well, I'm too old to do this, God, or I don't have enough money, or I don't have the education, or I don't have this. Again, that's kind of being in, thinking in that old nature. Like Sarah, her name was changed to Sarah, but she was still responding from the mindset of Sarai. And God, what he wants to do through us is, all of us' name has been changed through Christ Jesus, amen. And God is always wanting to do a new thing in our life. But do you believe that he can? Look, can he still make you laugh? And real quickly, I want to do a parallel. I want to do a contrast to the story of Sarah. Sarah, we find her in Genesis. But then we step on the scene in Luke, and we find a lady named Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was kind of in the same situation as Sarah. Amen. She was old. The Bible says she had been barren. She had not brought forth any children. But guess what? In Luke chapter 1, another angel appeared to her husband, Zechariah, the priest serving in the temple. And he said, guess what? You and your wife are about to have a baby. Now, y'all can go back and read it because we don't have time. And Zechariah, he kind of did the Sarah thing. He was kind of in a little bit of shock and disbelief at the altar. At the altar. And because he questioned the word that was given, God shut his mouth up. Look, for 9 months. He said, oh, you don't believe? Now I'm going to shut your mouth up. But guess what? But your wife Elizabeth, her response was a little bit different than her husband's and Sarah's. So in Luke 1:24, we find soon afterward, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant. Don't y'all love that? I just got to stop right there because everything God says will come to pass. It says she became pregnant and went in seclusion for 5 months. How kind the Lord is, she exclaimed. He has taken away my disgrace of having no children. And I circled the word exclaim, and I wrote right there laughter. God made Elizabeth laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But see, the spirit behind her laughter was a little bit different from the spirit behind Sarah's because Elizabeth had fully stepped up in her name. Hallelujah. The name that God has given her. Hallelujah. The name. Hallelujah. Her name had been changed. Hallelujah. And the spirit received the changing. The spirit received the blessing. Hallelujah. In her old age. And she laughed. She said, oh, how kind. Hallelujah. The Lord is. Then in Luke 1:42, she had a conversation, hallelujah, with Mary. And it says, now I'm reading from New Living Translation, but it says, Elizabeth gave a glad cry. And I see that like this. She was smiling and laughing, hallelujah, because she was overfilled and the joy of the Lord was overflowing in her body. And she said, and exclaimed to Mary, you are blessed by God above all other women, and your child is blessed. Hallelujah. So you guys see the contrast. And the point I'm trying to make, and I'm going to still ask the question, can God still make you laugh in your old age? Hallelujah. And no matter what age you are, hallelujah, when was the last time God made you laugh? I was sharing with this teaching with somebody, and I said, you know what? There has been some times in my life that I can remember God made me laugh. He made me laugh when he brought that word to pass. He made me laugh when I looked at the thing that was impossible, when he brought that thing before my eyes and made it possible. And I just start laughing in my spirit. My soul got happy. Hallelujah, because God's word is true. Whatever God says, it's going to be. Amen. So the question is, how are you responding to God despite your age, despite your limitations? See, some of y'all might have some limitations. Sister G just said sometimes those knees got to aching. And for some of us, we might not feel like getting out the bed sometimes. For some of us, we might have some medical conditions going on that's limiting us. Some of us got some situations that's out of our control, out of our circumstance. Hallelujah. But yet we still serve the God, hallelujah, that is in the business, hallelujah, of making the impossible possible. Hallelujah. We still, hallelujah, serve and worship the God who created us, who created these bodies. hallelujah, and he can make these bodies, hallelujah, respond according to his word, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I just want, and I'm finishing up, I'm done, about done, Sister G, but I've thrown some questions out there. But again, here's a question I really want to hold into, because Sarah, again, she was gripped by a little bit of fear, by a little bit of disbelief. And some of us might be feeling that today. What things are holding you back from moving forward in God? And what is your prayer regarding these things? You know, for one, some of my sisters on the line, you might be on the line, hallelujah, my sisters, and it might be some brothers on here. The word is the word, and it applies to all flesh, hallelujah, men, women, boy, or girl. The word still applies to our lives because it is the living word, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of us might be feeling today, you're looking at your situation and you're looking at your circumstance, and you're so focused on that. But I challenge you to be like Elizabeth, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be like Elizabeth and Sarah, because, yes, Sarah did bring forth that child, and his name was Isaac, and she was happy and glad about that, hallelujah. God had to work her faith, hallelujah. He brought that word to pass. But God, he is challenging us to be, even respond, hallelujah, like Elizabeth, hallelujah, when we can let out a glad cry, hallelujah, when he can make us laugh in our old age, hallelujah, when we can sing forth the praises of the Lord just like we heard a few minutes ago on the line, hallelujah. And through some of that singing, I heard a smile behind that song. And that's what God wants for us. He has given us joy, hallelujah, but can we express that joy that he has given us through our situations, through our circumstance, and through our old age? Hallelujah. And I bless you, Lord, and I praise you right now for your word, hallelujah, and I'm praising you right now for my sisters that's on the line, hallelujah. I got a smile on my face, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm laughing in my spirit because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. And I'm laughing and I'm singing and I'm rejoicing right now. Hallelujah. I'm singing and I'm rejoicing right now because your word will come to pass in our lives, because you are the God who is not like man. You cannot lie, nor are you the son of man, hallelujah, that you shall repent. Hallelujah. For everything that you speak, hallelujah, is. Hallelujah, it is, and it will come to pass. I praise you right now, hallelujah. I'm ending this prayer with praise, hallelujah, for the things that you're doing through my sisters on this line, hallelujah. I'm praising you right now because even right now you're making them laugh. Yes. Hallelujah, you're making them laugh in their spirit. Yes. Hallelujah, yes. With the joy of the Lord, we laugh, we rejoice, yes, because you have called us your daughters. And yes, it don't matter what age we are, because we serve a God that lives in eternity. Yes. Hallelujah, we serve a God that lives in eternity and time at the same time. Yes. Hallelujah, so there is no limit to God, uh-huh, concerning age, concerning situations, concerning circumstances. There is no limit to God, hallelujah, because we serve a limitless God. He is a limitless God. He is the all-knowing God, hallelujah, hallelujah. He is Elohim, the creator of all beings. He is God, and there is nothing impossible for our God to do. Oh, won't you praise him with me on today? Hallelujah.
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 What a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, we
thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Shayna Wise. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She's a young woman, but she's full of wisdom.
Yes,
I thank
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can God
Glory
still
God.
Make you laugh? He's making me laugh many times.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank God for that word. Oh, my God, what a powerful, awesome word that was.
God.
Yes, we do have gentlemen on here. My spiritual son is on here.
from Atlanta,
yes.
Georgia, listening in. So we thank God for the men of God, the women of God.
Yes.
Powerful message. Oh, my God. Oh, I just love that message. Is there anything too hard for our God? No, no, no. He is the most powerful God. He is nothing impossible to him. When I talked to Pastor Wise the other day, she was getting ready to tell me. But I said, oh, no, no, don't tell me about the message. I want to be fresh. I want to hear it. So I thank God for this message. It was such an anointed from the Father. And, you know, she talked about the different types of laughter. You know, sometimes we laugh in disbelief.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, God, right, God. But I tell you what, he knows how to bring it to pass. No matter what age we are. Well, we have a young woman on here with us this morning. She's 97 years young, pressing 98.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I've been blessed. I've been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Mother Ludell's from Applin, Georgia, near Augusta. So we thank God for her. What are you going to sing this morning, Mother Ludell?
Try Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You're right ahead.
Yes.
Combined with the message that the lady just brought out. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried him, and he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning, he's all right. In the morning. He's all right, you know. I done tried him, and he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right. If you motherless, he's all right, you know. I done tried him, and he's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. If you friendless, he's all right. You know, I done tried him, and he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. If you homeless, he's all right. If you homeless, he's all right. If you homeless. He's all right, you know. I done tried him. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right, you know. I done tried him. He's all right. Saw the host this morning.
Oh, my God, horse or not, it was beautiful. Beautiful. Amen, amen. I love that song.
Yes.
He's all right. You know what, I thank God for the people of God. Oh, God, God is an awesome God. Nothing is impossible to him. You know, he woke us up this morning with our mind on him.
Yes.
And we this far by faith. And we have a Father who can do anything. He can do it now. Hallelujah. Walk with us, Lord. Talk with us, Lord. He's a great God. And we have you tried it? You know he's all right. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. If he can have a man and a woman way up in age, Sarah, 99 or 90, And Abraham, 100 years old, birthing a child,
yes,
nothing is impossible to our God.
Yeah,
we thank God for Pastor Shana Wise being on with us this morning. I want to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Now, it looks like everybody on here is saved, but just in case you're not saved, we want you to press 1. Are you saved, sanctified with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit of God? If you're not, press 1. We got pastors on here, preachers on here that can walk you through the plan of salvation. Press 1 if you're not saved, and we'll walk. We God, he said, I don't want anybody lost. You know, he's not coming back, you know. You know, he is coming back, but he want everybody saved. It looks like, you know, maybe he's coming today, maybe he's coming tomorrow, but even Jesus knows when he's coming back. So he's giving us time. While he's giving us time, we got to say, Lord, I need you like never before. Lord, I heard you're the God of the impossibilities, and I want to know you more than anybody.
Yes.
So press 1 if you're not saved.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, it looks like everybody on here is saved. Nobody pressed 1. Now, you know, even though we saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, sometimes we could slip off the path. But the Good Shepherd, he uses the rod and the staff to pull us back on the path. We don't want to backslide. We don't want to straddle the fence. Well, you know, backsliders, they're sinful. So if you're slidding back, you know, sometimes we don't even know it when we slide back. Some brother, some sister have to come and say, sister, you backslide now. You may not recognize it, but I want to let you know that you're off the path. So then we got to say, Father, forgive me for slipping off your path. Forgive me for not keeping my eyes stayed on you. Forgive me for letting circumstances get the best of me.
Right.
So if you backslid and press 1, we could say, Father, forgive, forgive.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, someone saying something? All right. Well, look like we all in good standing with the Father. We pray so. Good standing with the Father. And that's oh, my God, that's the best place to be, is good standing with the Father.
Yeah. Oh.
That's the best place to be. So we thank God for what he's doing on Bible Storyland. And, you know, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So it's prayer time this morning. If you need prayer, press 1. We have men and women of God on here that's going to be praying for us. So press 1 if you haven't already done so. And request prayer. We know Pastor Donna, Jackie Travis. Jackie, you have any additional prayers you want prayed this morning? We're going to be praying for Pastor Donna, Jackie Travis, Mother Fanny. Fanny, you have any additional requests? Mother Ludell, you have any requests this morning?
Yes, ma'am. For my niece, as usual, my church family, we celebrating our 141 church anniversary tomorrow, praying for everybody that is going to be attended, and also pray for me that I be able to go.
Amen. 141 years. How long you been going to that church, Mother Ludell?
All my life.
Oh, my God, 97 years she's been going to that 97 church.
97 years.
Woo!
Yes,
what a great
ma'am.
God you are. We serve the Almighty.
Yes.
He's awesome God.
Yes.
Anybody else on here need prayer? Okay, I'm going to open up all the lines so you can request prayer, just in case you press 1 and it didn't work. So all the lines, let me see. I'm opening them up. Oh, we got a little one on here in the background. Maybe that's baby Ava. Hallelujah. Is that baby Ava talking back there in the background?
Oh, yeah.
I hear her.
Pray for my cousin, Corrine. Pray for my cousin, Corrine, and my sister, Deborah. Deborah might be on the line. That's a prayer for them for healing.
All right. And your sister Corrine.
My cousin Corrine, my sister Deborah.
Okay. All right.
My cousin.
All right. Any more prayer requests?
Chicago.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And my cousin Christy in Chicago.
Okay. All right. All right. Any more prayer requests this morning? Pastor Donna's still on here, but I don't know what's happening with the phone. But Pastor Donna, we got you covered. It don't want to come back off of mute, Pastor Donna. So, but we got you covered. We know you're on here. I don't know what's going on right now, Pastor Donna, but we got you covered. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Prayer request this morning. Prayer request, okay. We're going to be praying shortly.
See, you can always pray for me and my family.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Mother Fanny, her and her family. Mother Fanny, can you pray for this morning as well? We're going to call on you to pray this morning, so don't hang up. Pastor Shane, are you available to pray for people as well?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right. Prophetess Lawson, you still on?
Yes, I'm still on. I'll probably be on another 10 minutes.
All right.
So I'm trying to get to another. Okay.
Hey, Prophetess Lawson.
Hey, I'm going to email you, and I thank you for the invite on Thursday. I'm sorry for the technical difficulty, but I understand.
It's okay.
All right, all right, all right. Thank God for the men and women of God on here. We're going to have prayer this morning. So, Prophet Lawson, if you could pray for Pastor Shayna Wise and thank God for that message he brought through her.
Mm-hmm. Father, as you revealed to me on Thursday, you revealed to me Joel 2:1, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. I thank you for your anointed vessel, Shayna Wise, for you have caused her to blow a trumpet in Zion and to tell her sisters and brothers in Christ, especially the woman of God, that it's time now, Lord God, that they, Lord God, may come forth like never before. Father, as you have positioned her, I thank you, Lord, as you position her in the areas with an S of ministry that you have anointed her to function in. Father, I bind every hindrance spirit that will hinder or block or any obstacle that may come in her way that she may flow. Lord God, we loose the Holy Spirit. We charge the angels that are assigned to Shayna Wise to open the doors, to open the windows, or whatever you have determined for her to go. We thank you that you have already predestined her steps. And we thank you, Lord God, that as you order it, as you tell her where to go and what to do, as she even said today when she asked the Lord, oh God, what to speak on, God. I thank you, Lord God, that she will continue to get divine revelation knowledge, oh God. Oh God, pour upon her the spirit of wisdom as an Ephesian, oh God. Open up the eyes of her understanding, oh God, that she might even understand some deep things of you, Lord God. Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Even as in Ephesians 3, Lord God, all you said your love is shed abroad, oh God. So, Lord God, I thank you to cover her in your love, oh God. Shelter her, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh her dwelling and the dwelling of her loved one, God. I lift up her husband to you, God. Strengthen his mortal body, oh God, that his body will be able to carry the anointing and walk beside the woman of God. Oh God, we ask, Lord God, to be a shield and protector around her children, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, not only are they being raised up in the admonition of the Lord, oh God, but we thank you, Lord God, that you protect them in the school system. You protect them, Lord God, wherever they go, Lord God, wherever their feet tread. We thank you for the blessing of God to be upon them, Lord God. And Father, for the rich word that we gave on today, God, let Shayna laugh. Let her laugh. Hallelujah. For the amazing things that were impossible.
oh God, for her to do and for anyone else to do for her, that she knows it's the hand of God that's on her life. God, am I shaking? Bless her mother. Am I shaking? Oh God, the word of the Holy Spirit, breathe afresh. Let a fresh anointing, let a fresh power of the Holy Ghost just rest upon her, Lord God. As you baptized Jesus, oh God, and when he came out of the water, oh God, let her come out of some things, oh God. Oh God, that she may go forth in ministry, Lord God, and every test and every trial. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with her. And we thank you, Lord God, whether she's in the valley or the mountains. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that, oh God, that you bring her out. And Father, we thank you, God, for this anointed vessel that you call on the day. And Lord God, that word she gave, let the seniors know that they should laugh and believe in the impossible. Amen.
Amen. Awesome breath.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Prophetess Lawson. All right. Pastor Wise, can you
yes,
pray
ma'am.
For Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her church, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And
mm-hmm.
thank God for her husband. Her husband was so sick. Oh, mm-hmm. my God. Almost a year ago, he had brain surgery, all kind of surgeries. And we're going to mm-hmm. thank God for healing her husband this morning. All right, Pastor Shana.
All right. What's the name again, Donna?
Pastor mm-hmm. Donna Hawkins, yes.
Pastor Donna Hawkins. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. Father God, for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her husband, Father God. Her husband's healing is a testimony on the God that we serve. For, Father God, there is nothing impossible for you. I thank you for healing him for your name's sake, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, continue to bless their marriage, strengthen their marriage, Father God. Father God, continue to bless their church, Father God. I speak greater anointing to fall on the church of Macedonia, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I see more souls coming to say, what must I do to be saved, Father God? So I thank you for healing his body, Father God, for the souls, hallelujah, that still need to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father God. Father God, I just bind any attacks, Father God, over their marriage, Father God, over their health, over their family, Father God. Father God, let your word stand up in them, Father God, and be that standard in the earth realm, Father God. Father God, and we will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Powerful prayer. All right. We have Prophetess Lawson. Can you pray for Jackie Travis, her two daughters, grandbaby Ava, her ministry with the senior citizens, Aunt Elizabeth, Deborah, Corrine, Christy. Hallelujah.
Father, what a list of names. So, Father, start with, give me the one that has a nursing home. Give me her name.
Jackie Travis, she worked with senior citizens, yeah.
Worked with senior citizens. Father, we lift up Jackie Travis, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the ministry that you have ordained and called her to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given her a compassionate heart, oh God, for your senior citizens, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for her natural ability to love, oh God, and to nurture, Lord God, and to, Lord God, and show the love of God. Oh, God, to the seniors, oh, God. Now, Lord God, everything that's concerning her, Lord God, everything is concerning her children, Lord God, her grandchildren, baby Ava, oh, God. Everything, Lord God, that she's been praying for, I come in agreement, Lord God, with Jackie Travis, oh, God, that her children will be healed and delivered and set free. I come in agreement with Jackie Travis, oh, God, that her grandbaby, Lord God, will be raised up in the admonition of God. I come out of both shunned of my feet. Lord, I lift, Lord God, Jackie Travis up, God, and all the seniors that she lays hands on, and all the seniors that she, Lord God, speak a word to, God. I pray for those people to be strengthened in their mortal bodies, oh, God, that they may, Lord God, live, oh, God, and declare the works of the Lord. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that they let the anointing of healing flow richly through her, Lord God. That, Lord God, that even, Lord God, as the seniors, oh God, as their bones ache in any aspect of their bodies, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, that let the anointing to heal, deliver, Lord God, and set the captives free, manifest even the more in Jackie Travis, oh God. And even, Lord God, as her children, Lord God, travel the highways and byways, Lord God, or wherever they go. Be a protective shield about them, Lord God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that in the midst of every situation or circumstance, Lord God, that she may hear of her children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that would you breathe on it, God, and give it life. That, Lord God, that her, that not only would Jackie Travis live, everything that's concerning her shall live, oh God, and be blessed and highly favored, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, oh God, that will be shed abroad in her heart, and everything that she put her hands to shall be blessed. In your Son, amen. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Shana, can you pray for Mother Fanny, for healing for her children, grandchildren?
Yes, Mother Fanny.
Yes.
Father God, I uplift my sister, Father God, Mother Fanny, Father God, and even by the title Mother, hallelujah, hallelujah, that's a ministry in itself. So, Father God, heal her for your name's sake so she can continue to do the work of the ministry, Father God, and may that healing flow down, Father God, from her into her children, her grandchildren, her family. In the name of Jesus, Father God, heal us, Father God, for the kingdom's sake, Father God. Father God, for this world, Father God, needs to see the salt and the light of the earth, Father God. So, Father God, heal us, Father God. Heal us, Father God, so we can continue, hallelujah, continue, hallelujah, to be the salt and the light, Father God, for there was much work to be done in the earth realm, Father God. So I thank you right now for her healing, hallelujah, for her healing, hallelujah. And Father God, let your word again stand up in her so she may proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Prophetess Lawson, can you pray for Mother Ludell, her niece, and her church family, 141-year anniversary? Oh, hallelujah. Prophetess Lawson, you still there? All right. She may be gone. She had to go soon. We thank God for her.
Minister G?
Yes.
I can pray.
Oh, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Go
ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Pastor Don.
Yes,
I appreciate
it. Precious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, acknowledging who you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come before we ask for anything, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you so much for Mother Ludell. We thank you so much for her life, Lord. We thank you so much for her example, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the family that you have given to her, Lord. So right now we ask a special blessing for her and for her family, Lord. Lord, you blessed the church to be in existence for 141 years. We're thankful for that, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would bless the pastor of the church. Bless all the auxiliaries of the church. Bless all the members of the church, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us and you answer our prayers, Lord. We know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Even in our old age, Lord, you're still blessing. Even in our old age, we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives, Lord. We've seen you work, and we thank you for that. You're working right now through us, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, help us to be the example that you're calling for us to be in these last and evil days, Lord. And, Lord, we are looking forward to the things that you have planned for us, Lord. We know that our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, and it hasn't even entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for those who love you. We love you today, Lord. We're not ashamed to let the world know what side we're standing on. We're on your side, Lord. Your side is right, Lord. We thank you for always hearing our prayers. We thank you for always answering our prayers, Lord. Lord, there's been times when Mother Ludell has been down. She's been a little bit sad. that, Lord. But you've been there to wipe the tears from her eyes. You've been there to encourage her, Lord. You've been there to build her up, Lord. You've been there to prop her up. And we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, we can't thank you enough for what you've done. So continue to bless Mother Ludell. Continue to keep her in your arms of protection, Lord. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come to her, Lord. Lord, we thank you so much for her testimony, the testimony of our life. Bless her and keep
thank
her in
you,
your
Father.
Care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
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 I thank God for the prayers. The prayers of the righteous certainly avail much. We appreciate the prayers that have gone forth for everyone and everyone that prayed. We appreciate you. Thank God for you standing in the gap for everyone. Hallelujah. Well, next Saturday will be Family Day on Bible Story Land. We're looking forward to songs and praises unto the Lord and the Word of God. I want to tell you, you know what? This is something that I want to tell you. God loves you so much. He loves you more than we can even express. His love for us is greater than we even think or imagine. He's almighty. His love is great, great, great. So we thank God for the great love he has. Now, you know what? He didn't request this of us. He commanded this of us, that we love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. It is a command, and the second command is like that one. Love each other. Love everybody. You know that neighbor that rolled their eyes? You know that coworker that, you know, sometimes irritates you, step on your left foot? Love. Love. Because when we shook our fists at God, when we said, no, God, we ain't going to do it, he loved us anyway till we got the sense to come to him and repent and say, Lord, I surrender. So we got to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Love each other like we love ourselves. Don't forget, love yourself so you can love other people. God will teach you how. I said, Lord, I don't know how to love you with all my heart, soul, and strength. Help me, Lord. I don't know how to love other people. I don't know how to love myself. But he's the master teacher, and he will teach you how.
Yes,
so I want to teach you today. Have an awesome day. Have a God-filled day. Have a God-filled week. Don't forget to praise the Lord our God. He's awesome.
Amen.
He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. So I love you, I love you, I love you, but you know God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. We want to say, have an awesome day in the Lord. God, to you next week. Hallelujah on Bible.
Amen. You too, Sister G.
Thank you.